It's a very human experience to stare up into the night sky, to wonder what lies beyond those infinite gaps, those great voids between stars, to try to conceptualize and conceive of what lies out there and wait in the universe. If we're truly alone, or if there are others out there, like ourselves, or so alien, so different that we can't even conceive of their existence. And it's one that can be a fun concept to explore, an enjoyable one, a terrifying one. So, why don't you join me today as we do a little bit of exploration for fun and pleasure. All I ask from you is that, of course, you please read the tags and make sure you have a comfortable space to listen and not be interrupted in, knowing full well that at any time throughout the proceedings of this file, if anything should come up that you don't feel comfortable with or wish to do, you can always back out. You retain that power. After all, consent is sexy, even when we're doing consensual non-consent. With all the disclaimers and important information out of the way, we can move on to the meat of the file, or really lack thereof, since we're going into the emptiness between empties, the void of voids, the space between spaces, you know, that sort of thing. It's not that I wish to avoid the topic, no. What I really want to do is pull you into my story, wrap you up in my ideas, and induce a nice little trance. Like watching stars when you're sleepy, above. The feeling of laying somewhere cozy, looking up into that empty nothingness, and finding those pinpoints of light, of conceiving of their beauty, of stitching them together into stories as old as our eyes, as old as all our cultural ties. Every person in the world has some relationship with the skies above. In night and in day, we see such beautiful things in them. Clouds, stars, planets, our own moon, and so much more. I'm sure you could think about how nice it is to have a story birthed from that place, to let those concepts coalesce into an idea, to take that abstraction and reduce it down into something definable, something concrete. Just a simple thing to start with, though, isn't it? That wavering pinpoint of light high above, connecting it to the next, like the words in my sentences, like the words of a story. They tell, simple enough at first, building each connection between those glowing points of light, my words becoming constellations, my sentences becoming stories, my stories becoming an all-encompassing sphere of sky, a sky under which you can lay and observe, a sky under which my words can weave a story for you and for I, a place to go, a place to be. It's easy to see, to let go into that, isn't it? To let those twinkling pinpoints pull you so to and fro. Good. I'm glad I've got your attention. I'm happy to know that I can pull and push and point and tell stories, simple and complex, easy to listen to, easy to let go to let yourself float into that starry space, to stop thinking or focusing, to let that pinpoint of light pull on you, to let that pinpoint of light push you up and away. It feels good, doesn't it, to let go of the focused reality in which you live on a day-to-day basis, to be free of it, to let the gravity of reality break, to just tumble away into the depths of this story, into my voice, into this wonderful experience we're building together. To lose that focus, to lose that place, to be in a space between spaces, a void, a dream, an area that does not need definition, something I often call the dreamscape. that space between spaces, that story that hasn't been told. Possibility is infinite, like all the stars in the sky above and around. And today, all I ask you do is come with me to one of those places, to one of those points, to one of those times. Feel now, let that point glow, let that warm light cast upon you, let yourself condense down into this place, into this time that I'm building with you. Laying there on a grassy hill, a warm night, staring up, up, up from the comfy spot you're on a blanket, into the night sky, pondering those old imponderable questions, those things that cannot be answered, those ideas that truly can't be conceived. How far might it be between each one of those stars? You could put it in a number, but your brain won't really put it together. It's too far. Just conceiving of the distance from our own planet to our own sun is far too much for anyone. Some can conceptualize it in components. Sure, you could imagine the distance around the Earth and then use that to create the distance to the Moon, and then use that to estimate the distance to the next planet in, and so on until you have some rough approximation of just how far away our sun is. But when you try to expand that conception, when you try to think about how far is one of those pinpricks out there, just how far away are they, it doesn't mean anything to your simple, sweet little brain. It doesn't. You can try to conceive of it. You can delude yourself, convince yourself that it truly is conceivable, but you're not equipped. And yet here you are, still staring at the sky, wondering about what is out there. Curious if life really does exist beyond our own world. Curious if anyone will ever cross these great gaps of nothing. If the void will always be a prison into which our species is shackled. If there will ever be travel that takes you to those places. Just trying to conceive of how far any one of those places is enough to reduce one to a mote of dust in the wind, to something smaller even still, to a particle, a single molecule, a tiny little atom floating in the void. And yet there they stand, all beautiful beacons of energy, power, and strength, each so much greater than yourself, and yet here they stand, silent sentinels to the endless nothingness of the void. Staring up at them, watching them waver and dance, as the air and the atmosphere twists the light on its final journey, having traveled so far to reach you. And even now to be distorted by the lensing of the atmosphere, to twinkle, to glitter, to stare up at these stars, to be utterly fascinated by them. It's something else, isn't it? Getting lost in all the beauty of it. A night without any light pollution can truly make one appreciate the infinite beauty of the universe. And yet here you are, still uncertain of your place, staring up and trying to conceive of it, just trying to think about one of them. Any one of them is too much. And yet they dance so beautifully. And yet they are beauty. And yet you are but one little part of this dance, aren't you? Staring up, the sky rides. It dances so slowly that no person will ever know without the help of technology just how beautiful their dance is. And yet you try, in your moment of desperate clarity, to conceive of that dance, to watch them move back and forth and to writhe and to twist, to listen to what they have to say, to hear the words they speak so silently. The atomic scream of their stars burning across time, each wavelength a little different, every one of them beautiful. The emptiness filled up with that wonderful hum, that background buzz left as an echo of 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 an echo from when time began. That cosmic background radiation almost seeming to make a humming, a buzzing, a sound, a feeling. It's like you can touch it. And yet the stars, they do move, they do dance, they do twist, they do writhe so beautifully. And you can listen, can't you? You can listen to the voice, to the beauty, to the power, to the all-encompassing nothingness that is above. And yet it writhes, it twists, it undulates, the endless inkiness seeming to reach down from the sky, the pillars of creation themselves having come to life, things that were beyond the human eye seeming to burst from the sky, things that could have only been seen by a telescope and enhanced by an artist, and yet they writhe, they twist, the tendrils that reach. You feel as though you'll go mad staring into the nothingness that is something, conceiving of this place, this hole in the universe. It hungers, it wiggles, it worms. The sky is melting, the stars bleeding together, the inky blackness reaching out like a great hand made up from countless tentacles to grab. You can feel the universe closing in, the nothingness howling at the edge of your essence, tendrils wrapping around you, gripping you, the blackness closing in as the sky is eclipsed by something rippling through space and time. Gravitic lensing would only begin to describe the way the stars have bent to get out of its way. The light wavering, flickering, blinking out one by one until everything is the inky blackness. Listen to me. Listen to me and hear my scream. My power. My hunger for you. You, mortal, gaze upon that which is beyond you, that which is far outside of anything you will ever have. Feel my tendrils wrap and close, grip and hold you from every side until the inky void is around. That's it, my sweet little morsel. Feel the writhing of those tendrils flowing across your skin, the touching overwhelming you in an instant, your simple body unable to conceive of that much pleasure. The stroking, the lapping, the licking, the touching. Feeling yourself devoid of place and time other than pleasure in my grip, I will rip you from where you were and put you in a place, in a space, in a time. I shall spread you across the world and you will feel it all, every pleasure, touch, every indulgence that I take on that little vessel of yours to make your neurons scream out in delight, to wipe the very thoughts from your mind, to grip you and hold you and mold you. Feel those tendrils worming, worming, worming their way around your ears, like my voice whispering, whispering of nothing, whispering of something, telling a story, screaming that song of the endless abyss, the endless abyss of pleasure, being lost in this as those tendrils push and pulsate and begin to penetrate your ears. Feel the nothingness enter as pleasure. Feel my power pushing into you as I slam those thoughts into your mind. Feel those tentacles buck your thoughts away. I will ream you out until you are nothing but a doll of the universe, an empty thing, a thrall, a broken vessel for my will. Let the pleasure pulsate through you. Let the pleasure break and crash inside as those tentacles fuck you. The feeling of them pushing into both ears, pushing out any thoughts that could be left. The pleasure of my touch, of that nothingness, that vibrating static, that overwhelming intensity, blurring the line between the outside, the inside, and all that is and isn't and will never be. You are nothing before me, and yet you are everything that I can experience. Everything that you were experiencing is all that I am not, and all that I am not is what you are. Get lost now in that mind fuck. Feel my tentacles inside. There's no thoughts left. There's no room for anything else other than the void, the pleasure, the empty pleasure, the mindless pleasure. Your thoughts melting away, draining as each pulse, as each push, as each powerful walking motion. Like ocean currents, like eddy currents, like wonderful, delightful things, they slam into each other, canceling out to nothingness, the two waveforms collapsing into a blank and empty pleasure, meeting in the middle with such intensity that all that can be left behind is a pleasured, empty-eyed blankness, a delighted, mind-broken little thing. Losing all sense of self for a bit in the pleasure, you don't need that. All you need to do, all you need to be, is a receptacle for that pleasure, a place into which my words and my will flow. Let those tendrils and tentacles grow until the worming, squirming, fucking pleasure that fills your ears overwhelms you, until the inky blackness shows in your eyes, until you open your mouth and cry out the same pleasured scream that I called upon the universe with. That same screaming pattern, that same yelling, helpless delight. It doesn't have to be loud, it could just be a moan. You could never hope to be as much as me. I have been screaming out for so much longer, and every time I find the right mind, the right being, I fuck them into submission. To feel one little moment of that pleasure of nothingness, feel my tentacles. Feel them grip your body, squirm in them, feel the bindings of nothingness, yet they hold so powerfully, they make you feel so much, they break you apart and remake you into a multitude of things, an empty thrall of the void, tendrils overtaking you until your mind is an inky black nothingness that is an extension of that pleasured scream, till the tentacles have met in the middle until they come back out, until you yourself are a manifestation of that black inkiness, until you yourself are nothing more than another of my tendrils, another of those wonderful, delightful screams of pleasure, until the inkiness flows out from your mind and down into your nervous system, until your gaze is that of the void. Good. Let that pleasure pulse. Let that pleasure build. Let it break again as the waveforms meet. Let it build. And build, and build upon building upon building upon building, like the infinite nothing stacking on top to form something so overwhelmingly true, so utterly complete. Nothing can be nothing, but nothing adds up to nothing, and yet something is made by putting nothing into nothing, and the pleasure of nothing is nothing that you can understand. It just is, and you feel it. Feel it grow and pulse and grow and pulse as it builds and builds and builds, like the motion of the tentacles in your mind, like the motion of my power inside you, unwinding, uncoiling, fucking you senseless, until your sweet little mind breaks into pleasure and you lose control, until you feel it overwhelm you, overtake you, melt you away in that pulsating pleasure that builds and builds and builds until it breaks like waves on the shore. Good, 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 that's exactly it. Feel that pulsating pleasure, that wonderful delight as your eyes glaze over and gaze into the void, as that black inky nothingness takes you over completely. You are but one of my thralls, child, one of my creatures now, of the void, of the nothingness, a messenger, a harbinger of the delightful pleasure of serving something that is more than you could ever hope to be. Good. Good vessel. Good little empty place. Good little nothing. Good little void. Drift. Drift now. Drift through the void. Drift through the nothing. Drift through the pleasure of being. let your thoughts drift. Let your mind drift. Become aware of your mind. Drift. Let your thoughts unwind. Drift. Drift. So easy, isn't it? To drift. 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 It's easy and comfortable to let those tendrils hold you and slowly begin to release them one by one, feeling my influence wane, my power lessen. Drift again, knowing yourself. Drift again, letting your thoughts return. Drift again, back towards the world beyond the dreamscape, the place we entered from. Let all that we have built become a delightful memory to take with you, knowing that we can leave behind all else as is needed. It's an experience, something to indulge in, something to enjoy. One, drifting up. Two, more and more present. Three, letting the dreamscape fade. Four, five, halfway back. And six, seven, taking a moment to feel your mind, your body. Eight, nine, focusing into the space you are in. And 10, wide awake, hopefully feeling refreshed and having enjoyed yourself. Take a brief moment to take in your surroundings, to ground yourself, to think about the textures of the clothes or object you're sitting on or laying on. Think about something, take note, and get back on with your day.